Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, here we are, you know, we're needing to make progress in America. The church is needing, the kingdom of God is needing progress. We're needing to be shaken to the core where we begin to step up and begin to follow the Lord like never before. The difficult thing to understand is that when progress begins, controversy happens. And you cannot avoid controversy and have progress. They come together. I mean, think about Nehemiah. Nehemiah began to rebuild the walls that were tattered and torn. But guess what? Controversy came in. Everything came in to be able to stop him from building those walls. There's not going to be any progression in America in the church unless we wake up, not do a church thing, not do a religious thing, not build another building, but to make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life and begin to follow him as a disciple. We've got to rise up and be the light of the world. And you think about this. Think about the powerful movement, you know, of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And you look back at a distance and you study from a distance and you read history from a distance. And you think everything was just like clockwork. Everything was happening. He was doing this leadership, you know, and everybody was following the leadership. And there's the Ten Commitments that we talk about that he had everybody sign to be able to be a part of the movement, to be able to walk with him. But listen, it's not a still shot. It's not like you think. They made movement and progress, but controversy was happening at the same time. As a matter of fact, this is T.D. Jakes of the Potter House talking about former Mayor Andrew Young, who walked with Dr. King, and what he said specifically about a movement, about progress, and what it was really like walking with Dr. King. Watch this.
I was talking to Andy Young, and you know who he is and what a trailblazer he's been in this nation, not only working in our government, working in the civil rights movement, and just seeing so many things happen, and we were having a conversation. And I was talking about the complexities of the time that we're in right now, the controversy that goes along with it, and the criticisms that you have to deal with, and all of that. And I said, you know, it's just terribly perplexing times now to be a leader and to be out front. He said, that's not anything new. I was looking for a little sympathy hookup, you know. He said, I was with Dr. King. He said, they were fighting him on every side. He was put out of his denomination. I'm not talking about, you hear about the FBI side and all of that, but you don't hear, because those who are preaching and saying they are the next Dr. Kings were the very ones who put him out. He said they were fighting him internally. They were fighting him externally. They were bugging his house. They were fighting him on every side, not to mention your own personal problems. And he said, yeah, some kind of way, Bishop. He said, we managed to make progress. He said, I don't know how we did it. He said, there was always murmuring and complaining and bickering, and we didn't know from day to day what was going to happen. We didn't agree amongst ourselves while we were marching. Sometimes we were debating issues, but some kind of way, we made progress until eventually we began to understand that we could not wait for the controversy to stop, for the movement to go forward.
This is so important, because when you look at things from a distance, we don't realize all the order and all the structure and everything that has to take place to be able to bring something to pass. That's the reality. I mean, look at Israel. When Israel is walking out of captivity, it was chaos. It was a mess. Moses was constantly having to correct everybody and change everybody. You had Korah's rebellion. You had people that were complaining, people that thought the food wasn't good enough. People thought there wasn't enough water. People rethought, you know, the plan, thinking it was Moses' plan, but it was actually God's plan. But it's always been that way. Look at the disciples. They were arguing over who's going to sit beside Jesus. And, you know, Peter was rebuking Jesus and saying, you know, you shouldn't go to Jerusalem, you know, and Jesus is going, get behind me, Satan. When we're dealing with human beings who God loves, I mean, we're going to have our rough places and we're going to have our difficulties and things are going to happen. But understand this, that's who God works with. He works with people just like you and just like me. And we have to stand up. This is our day. That was Dr. King's day, and those that, you know, former Mayor Andrew Young walking with him and all the others that walked with him and did a powerful thing in this country, bringing us to a moral place, at least beginning a moral place in regards to how we're supposed to treat each other in this country. And we still are on a journey there. But understand this, today we're going to have to rise up. But when we rise up, we're going to have to move and say, you know what? It's all not going to be perfect. Everything's not going to be as smooth as can be. But we have to know, you know, people were taking credit as he was talking about that, saying, you know, they're the ones that were, you know, leading or whatever. And he says, those are the very ones that were trying to throw Dr. King out of their denomination and those type of things. And I was like, this is the key. Based on my understanding, it's for an audience of one. You got to begin to live your life for an audience of one. Not even members those that said that they'll be with you through thick and thin. That's what they told Jesus before he went to the cross. We'll never leave you, Peter said. And not for the pleasure of men's eyes and what they think about you. You're going to stand alone before the throne room of God. This is your season. This is your time. What are you going to do with this moment? Are you going to be a Dr. Martin Luther King? Are you going to stand up in a civil way, in a civil land, being up under God's law and up under the Constitution, and begin to stand up? Or are you going to sit silently by and end up in the footsteps of those who actually carved the way, or will a way even be carved? Difficult times are happening, but all you have to do as a church, we just have to rise.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.